This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is time for the check-in in partnership with the Bay Club. Good morning, Annie.
Good morning. Happy Tuesday.
Oh, yes. Hi, what could be better than a Tuesday, Annie?
It's one where the rain is stopping and the sun's coming out.
Yeah. Do you have a little sun? I actually have caught a couple glimpses of the sun already this morning, so I have high hopes for today.
I do, too. I do, too. Rain in May, quite the thing.
Yeah. You know, look, we'll take every drop, right? So let's talk about what's happening in the world, or in our little bubble in the world here in the Bay Area. The phasing of businesses and activities opening and how that is starting. You guys are making a little movement at the Bay Club, correct?
We're definitely making a little bit of progress. We have the golf open last week. We have tennis opening almost everywhere this week. But, you know, what we're really working through, and I think what a lot of businesses are working through, is the county-by-county differences.
Yes.
And so, you know, not only do you have to make sure that you are following what the state mandates are, then you also really have to make sure that you're understanding what your county is allowing. And so we have tennis approved in most counties, but not all. And some in neighboring counties say no, where others say yes. So, you know, I feel for, you know, some of the small businesses that are trying to figure out what exactly can I do, because there isn't one spot to go to understand how do we get open.
Is that something that I maybe, in the hopes, of course, that this never happens again and nothing like this ever happens again, but in the case that it does, shouldn't we have a centralized hub where we can go to for this official information? I mean,
absolutely.
To me, that seems...
I mean, I think that's going to be something that we have to look at when we look forward, you know. And also, I mean, Vinny, we talked about this, about the beaches, right? And county
right.
by county, some beaches were open, some beaches weren't open. You know, it's how do we... I think for those people that really want to be, you know, in line with making the right decisions, it's really challenging because you're not sure where to go to for the most up-to-date information and then how to navigate that safely.
One of the things that has happened here, and this is just, I only know this because I'm very good friends with Alan, but Alan is a friend of the show as well, and he owns Bananas at Large, the music store, the guitar shop.
Right.
Small
retail. And he was saying he finally just got the money that he'd applied for so he could pay his employees. And this is one of those things that he's been sweating and grinding on top of the fact that he's not open. He's trying to figure out how to get the help he needs to take care of the people who take care of his business.
Right.
And he just got it, and I was like so happy for him. And it's one of those things that now spread that through the state and through the country, where everyone's waiting and grinding and sweating and worried about how they're going to stay in business. So I don't know what the answer is, but I know that it takes a lot of work for a personal, you know, for a small business to get through these processes, the hoops, so to speak, to get those loans. It's hard.
And the information changes so rapidly. I mean, in a little small note, we've been trying to write a communication to our members, and yesterday the communication changed three times in a 12-hour period just because of updates from the local or state government.
Right. So how do you even know how to finalize it, to send it out?
You just have, you wait.
Right. We don't send it out, Sarah. Shut up.
You just don't send it out. You just try and wait and get the good information. Today should be a really interesting day for restaurants. I mean, gosh, you know, near and dear to all of us who love to go out and eat. I'm so hopeful that we get good news about them being able to open in some capacity that actually works for them, too, to be able to open and start, you know, seeing that come back to life again.
And that's, you're referencing the governor's presser, which is today, and he's hopefully going to set up some kind of timeline for in-house dining. I don't know what that'll look like exactly, but hopefully we'll hear that soon, right?
Right.
It's hopeful today. I heard a really interesting idea, you know, for some of the little downtowns, like a Los Gatos or a Walnut Creek or even a Mill Valley, where you have streets that maybe have restaurant dense. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you closed it off to the cars and, you know, and just one or two blocks, but you moved all the tables outside and kind of created a very European piazza. I thought that was kind of an interesting,
creative idea. There's a lot of neighborhoods that could do that. So many places have that little downtown where they could route cars around it. I love that. I think that's a great idea. Listen, this is the kind of thing that we're talking about. You can join this conversation at RadioAlice.com, BayClubs.com. Annie, from Queen of the Bay Club, always great to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Have a great Tuesday.
You
Bye,
too.
Thanks, Annie.
Bye.
Take care.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Radio.com. Radio.com is an app you can get, and then you can take radio wherever you go. In fact, we have listeners all throughout the country who text us regularly saying, I'm listening to you from, insert any city or state, on my radio.com app. So let that be you. Get a radio.com app and listen to this show. Thank you.
And leave it on 24/7. Even when you're not listening, just turn it down and leave the stream on. Thank you.
We don't want a lot, just that. You just do
just
that, please.
All day, stream us.
Right. This first story, it's been in the news for a day or so, and I didn't get to it, but now it's got sort of an upswing or a good side to it, so it's definitely something I want to talk about, as I also have some uglier stories. And this one starts that way. Do you know, Sarah, as a former Massachusetts Cape Cod, you used to vacation there a lot, right?
Yeah, we went to
Cape Cod every summer. Do you know the Polar Cave Ice Cream Parlor?
Is it in Hyannis?
It's in Cape Cod. I don't know. It's pink.
Cape Cod is gigantic.
See that? It's pink and white.
You know, I don't know. I don't.
All right.
No.
Well, the Polar Cave has been around a while. Mike Lawrence is the owner. He originally shared this story on Saturday as they've reopened now under state's coronavirus guidelines. So they have to be more careful. There's spacing and all the things that you need to consider. But apparently, the day the shop was opened, it was overwhelmed with customers.
Oh.
And some of whom became agitated that their orders were taking too long. And instead of being patient, this guy, the owner, Mike Lawrence, is saying, they started chewing out the teenage employee who's been a great employee for 3 years. They started spewing vulgar and hateful words towards her. They're saying here that,
what a bunch of jerks.
It was so ugly that this girl quit. She quit her job of 3 years. At the end of her shift, she walked out and said, I won't be back.
Oh.
She's just a 17-year-old. She's been scooping ice cream there for 3 years. And this guy says, in my 19 years of operation, this is the lowest feeling I've ever felt.
Oh, that poor, the poor everyone. You know, why do people suck so bad? Just when I start to have hope for humanity, you hear about people yelling at a teenage ice cream scooper.
But wait.
Go to the store and get yourself some ice cream and scoop it yourself, you
There's
asshole.
More. Regardless of people's frustrations, to take it out on a teenage girl is simply wrong. This is what Mike wrote in his Facebook post, because he lost one of his best employees due to the rudeness that was directed at her tonight. In response to his post and this story going national.
This is where it gets good.
This is where it gets good. Over $30,000 have been raised in a GoFundMe fundraiser for this girl's college fund.
Oh,
So her hope was to work all summer and continue to make money and put it away for college. And now she, having had to quit her job, got 30K.
Oh, man, she's
going to
have a good summer, except she can't see even any of her friends.
Which, you know, would she have made that in a summer of scooping ice cream? No chance, right?
No, absolutely
right.
Not. Unless somebody tipped her $29,000.
So this story then goes to him, the owner, trying to thank people. He says, I've been trying to reply to the comments and just one at a time. It's been 2 hours and I haven't even scratched the surface. So I'm putting this post out in general. The outpouring of love and support from all around the world makes it impossible for me to thank each and every one of you personally. But please know I've read all your posts and your messages are being passed along to the young lady and her family throughout the day. The response has been incredible. And the $30,000 raised is a sure sign that the world is not the awful place that we sometimes are seeing regularly.
There are so many more good people than bad. You have crushed me and redeemed yourself in one story.
Yeah, that's a tough one. When you think about being a teenager and going to work, I remember those feelings about being at work and the days felt like endless.
Oh my God.
And it was stuff that I didn't want to do. And I'd be like, I did everything. I worked from age 12 all the way through. So I shined shoes. I laid carpet. I worked construction. I did all kinds of, so you just do these things because you're trying to make money, and to be yelled at.
And you're so fragile as a teenager anyway. I mean, I remember getting yelled at when I worked at Sears. And this lady's, you know, and I'd worked there for a while, but I was having trouble with her credit card or something. Can't even remember what it was, but I just remember that feeling. She just made me feel so stupid and small. And I thought, well, I can't quit. I need the money.
Right.
But you just want to cry. I don't want to cry at work. Nobody wants to cry at work. I just remember, you know, I don't know, they're so wrapped up in their own thing. I think the lesson from that is just don't take it personally. People yell at you because they're having a crappy day.
Right.
And they just want you to suffer too.
I realize that, you know, she's a 17-year-old, but there's no question that some adult needed to be there to say to the people talking,
right,
are you actually saying these kinds of things over an ice cream cone?
Right.
Get out.
Yeah,
and don't
no ice cream
back
for you.
Right. I mean, that's just unbelievable. But anyway,
I actually wondered if
story.
You were going to say she decided to go back to her job, like after the outpouring of love.
You know, maybe she will. I don't know. But then again, who knows what was said? I don't know
right.
if this became a race thing. There's nothing being written here about what was said other than this guy is saying it's the most vulgar stuff he's heard.
Oh.
So I don't know what was going on.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to mention this because I teased you with it. Heading into quarantine, I'd already planned, had an appointment, and gathered the documents needed to go get my real ID.
Yeah.
And then since have given up hope.
Right.
The DMV in California is going to be reopening select field offices starting very soon, if not already. So you should, if you were needing to go get a license, it may be time to consider how you can go make that happen.
Now might actually be the time, like go now while the place is freshly sterilized and people are still mostly hunkered in their houses. Like if you could go now and escape the crowds and just get right in there, get your ID and get the hell out. Ooh,
yeah.
It'd be great.
They say here that field offices were shuttered at the end of March and they canceled any pre-scheduled appointments, but they're now going to start getting back to business. So this is something I'm suggesting you look into if you were, you know, sort of hanging on that.
Yeah.
Man, I got to go get this done, especially if you procrastinated and you were up against a hard date. I know that they extended those cancel dates or expiration dates, but the fact is you probably got to go get that done.
Right.
So
not that we're going to be doing a lot of traveling, but you might as well, you know, get it off your plate. You got enough else on there.
Right. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Love to hear from you guys. Here's 775. I'm an employee of Bay Clubs, and they've been phenomenal in taking care of us. That's nice to hear.
Oh, that is nice to hear. They're a good company. You know, we've worked with them for a really long time, and Annie wanted to do the check-ins just, you know, just as a way to start conversations about this stuff. I you know, she's great.
Love that Franti's song, Life is Better with You, is the new A2 Milk commercial. Such a great song. Yeah, I've heard Franti's songs in all kinds of strange places, and I'm always happy for him that he's, you know, creating other revenue streams. Good for him.
It's got to be cool to be Sara Lua, you know, like, I remember the first time I ever heard this song, he was in our studio singing it to her face.
Right.
And I went, well, that's so nice to have someone write you a song like this. And now it has, you know, now it's Milk forever. Got Milk?
Life is better with you. Whoa, whoa. Life is better with you. And when I think about the things that we've been through, I know just one thing is true. Is better with you. Some days
Franti even does quarantine better than most, as he, I believe, has his nanny with him. So
yeah, and
that's the move.
That place he's staying at as a staff.
Right.
I mean, they're basically living in a hotel.
Right.
Their hotel, where they're the king and queen,
right.
And do whatever they want at any time. Oh boy,
that's how you do it. I'll read
Michael
the rest
Franti
of your texts
style.
After these.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.